Arroyo Valley Locker Room Chatter continues here tonight, KNZA. I'm Brandon Tam, and it's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. We're joined now by a Panthers boys basketball coach. That is Chris Brown. I've talked to a lot of coaches this week, and some teams are going to be playing their fourth game in about a week's stretch coming up on Friday, but you guys have had a little bit more time in terms of not as many games here. We do get back-to-back Thursday and Friday, which we'll talk about, but you're one game out of the break so far at home against Hiawatha Redhawks right now. I don't want to say one of the bigger surprises. You know, we've had some anonymous coaches, you know, prior to the start of the season picking this Redhawks team to potentially win the Big East. So the Redhawks jump out on you pretty big, but you guys storm back in the fourth quarter. Ultimately, it turns out for a Hiawatha win, 70-65. A lot of ebbs and flows, but a Hiawatha team that's so good, you can't fall behind, you know, big quickly, but your team battled back and certainly made it a tight contest in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, couldn't be more proud of our guys' effort. And, you know, really, Hiawatha shot it so well in the first quarter, and we thought maybe we should zone them, and that ended up being a bad idea. So the old head coach cost the boys quite a few points last night, because as soon as we just started guarding them and pressuring a little bit, you know, the game kind of turned in our favor a little bit. But yeah, they hit five threes in the first quarter and scored 25 points, and you're kind of thinking, oh man. But once we settled down and we're able to knock down some shots ourselves, you know, we hit nine threes, which for us is massive, and get some stops. And then fortunately, you know, late in that game, to keep it kind of close, they struggled from the free throw line, and we hit some tough shots and certainly had a legit chance late. But when it really counted, you know, the right guys got the ball for them and got to the free throw line and stepped up and knocked them down. And they're a good team, man. They are. I was one of those anonymous coaches that picked them to win the league to start the year. I thought they'd be good, and they are. They've got size, and they've got shooting, and they've got experience. They've got a nice, you know, trio of things that everybody would want there. So they're going to win a lot of games this year, and certainly jumped out on us, but proud of how our guys competed, and certainly made it a contest and made it interesting late.
Yeah, Hiawatha is still, their only loss was double overtime against Troy back in December, but you guys, you know, you get a day or two of practice, but really no rest for the weary as you guys go back-to-back Thursday and Friday. Non-league games, two teams out of the Northeast Kansas League. It starts Thursday night against Oskaloosa. You guys are making the road trip to Oski, but, you know, a Bears team coming off a loss to Donovan West on Monday night. They're 4-4. What do you see? They got a pretty good 1-2 combo in terms of a really solid guard, a good post presence as well. Challenges with Oskaloosa in this game on Thursday night.
Yeah, you just nailed it. You know, Coach Rock, his kid, with the ball in his hands, is certainly dynamic and can do a lot of things. Can beat you off the bounce, but definitely can get hot from three. Group that's played together for a long time. You know, I remember years ago being at Jackson Heights, and before we played Oskaloosa, Coach Rock having a little youth basketball practice, and I'm going, who's this? And he said, oh, this is my kid. Well, that's this group. You know, it's a bunch of juniors that have been playing together for a long time and had quality coaching the entire way. So certainly dangerous in a road trip on a Thursday, you know, just kind of have to make sure we're getting off the bus and being ready to play, because it's kind of one of those odd nights. And so certainly expecting a challenge from them, and have some fun inter-staff connections. You know, my assistant coach, David Overstreet, is his son's on the Oskaloosa staff. So certainly a lot of knowledge, you know, between the two teams, and that'll be fun to get to see everybody. But looking forward to it, and looking forward to the challenge. And they've struggled a little bit here in January, their last couple games, but certainly expecting a great effort from them on Thursday.
You know, when you see this team in Oskaloosa, and I'm sure, you know, the prep time's limited. You know, you guys as coaches don't get a ton of opportunities because you're focusing on one opponent, and then you're turning around playing a night or two later. So in terms of, like, preparation, you don't get a ton of time. As far as what you know about Oskaloosa schematically or just maybe personnel, is there maybe a team in the Big East that maybe kind of reminds you of them?
Probably a Perry. LeCompton, as far as the ability to play, you know, an active zone that's going to get out and force turnovers, and certainly the ability to knock down shots from the 3-point line. So they're definitely a challenge. You know, they've held their own against, you know, bigger schools this year already. And like I said, especially pre-Christmas, man, had a stretch where they were playing really well. So certainly know they're capable of playing well and getting the job done, and got to guard the 3-point line and got to keep them off the foul line. And that's always a challenge when you're trying to do those things. So
Royal Valley basketball coach on the boys' side, that is Chris Brown. We always appreciate the few minutes. Again, the one game out of the break, Hiawatha took the Redhawks to the distance, but Hiawatha ultimately winning earlier this week, 70-65. Now Panthers set their sights a road trip to Oskaloosa Thursday. Follow that with a road trip to Pleasant Ridge on Friday to wrap up the week. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time as always. Good luck here in this back-to-back, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.